Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nash Chat. I'm here with Tracy and Allie from The Saved Collection. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Dawn. Hey.
All the way there in Charleston, one of my favorite cities. So if you all would introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what The Saved Collection is.
Okay, so I'm Tracy, and I live in Charleston. The Hubs and I have been married for 7 years. We have two littles, a three-year-old girl and a two-year-old boy.
Keep him busy, I'm sure.
So we're very, very busy.
And I'm Allie. I'm also a mom of two, also married for 7 years. And, of course, I'm here in Charleston also, but I always like to tell everybody that I'm a Texas girl, born and raised. I guess I could just jump into The Saved Collection and how the idea came about. So it was about a year ago that Tracy and I had been friends. We met at church and we instantly just connected and became good friends. And about a year ago, Tracy and I were thinking of different, you know, things that we could do where we could still work from home, but we could also, stay at home with our kids. They're obviously pretty young and, you know, just a flexible job. And anyways, I had always followed a couple fashion bloggers. One of my good friends here in Charleston is Casey Hewitt of Hanging with the Hewitts. And I was watching their stories one day and saw story after story where these fashion bloggers were doing spring cleaning, getting rid of all this stuff in their closet. And I just sort of thought, what do they do with all that stuff? You know, they just take it to a local consignment shop. And my brain just sort of started going. And I called up my friend Casey and I was like, hey, what do you think about an online, you know, Instagram-based consignment shop that sells only fashion bloggers' clothes? And Casey's a super, super honest person. She just tells it like it is. And she thought it was a great idea. So I knew that, if Casey thought it was good, then she was being real about it. And so I called up Tracy and I sort of just threw it out there as like, hey, we've both been looking for, you know, work and something to do. This is totally out there. Tracy and I are, you know, we're moms of two young kids. Our life is not about, you know, shopping right now. It's just not, you know, we're not at the stores every day, you know, with our
PR when yoga pants.
Yes. You know, we were like,
you're just trying to grab stuff.
Exactly. You know, get out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah, like, yes, I think this will fit. Let's go.
Yes. So we definitely thought like, well, we might not be the right people for this, but we're totally going to do it. And Tracy was on board. She thought it was a great idea.
I mean, what do we have to lose? Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you're so right. Like it seems like a lot of the fashion bloggers, they never wear the same thing twice. And so, yes, where are all these clothes going? And, you know, unless you have a huge, huge closet,
yes.
Sure. And even me, like I'll wear something a few times and then I don't want to wear it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I think you all are onto a really good idea there. What kind of items do you all have or carry? What can buyers expect to find at The Saved Collection?
Well, I mean, since we sell fashion bloggers' items, they have just so much excess clothes in their closets. The majority of what we sell is gently worn or, like you said, just new with tags even. And so, but we sell, you know, tops and jeans to bathing suits. And then we also sell jewelry and designer items like designer handbags and shoes, just all at a consignment price.
Which I love a good consignment. It just feels like you're finding, you know, a treasure at a good price.
Exactly.
I've always loved, you know, going to thrift shops and doing online consignment. I feel like over, you know, since social media has gotten so big, I find a lot of things that way. So I think that's super exciting. I'm glad to have found you guys myself.
Yes. We're so excited.
What is your favorite part of offering exclusive clothing from fashion bloggers? I guess you all kind of have the first pick at all these things too.
Well, that's also a benefit of not being like, I don't want to say that Tracy and I aren't into fashion because like anybody else, we love, you know, a few basic pieces, but honestly, we post every single thing we get. We never once have been like, we're going to snag this off the top. We sort of play it fair. If there's something that we really want, we post it. And we're like, just like the other consumers, we got to be online at 8 o'clock ready to buy it.
Yes. Awesome.
Just to keep things fair. Otherwise, we would totally buy everything and our closets would be full.
Absolutely.
I think there comes a point, like, I don't know, I'm going to a conference here in a couple weeks and, you know, trying to find some cute outfits. But I don't know, shopping is different these days, you know, when you're just kind of a tired mom. It's hard to go out and look places. So I find it so convenient to just look online and be like, oh, I love, you know, this dress. And especially when you can see, you know, that it's been on one of your favorite bloggers and kind of how it fit them and right. how they styled it. I think that really kind of, you know, takes a lot of the question out of, oh, what shoes would I wear with this? Or how would I dress it up or dress it down? I think it kind of puts all the pieces together for you.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And that's, I would say that's easily one of our favorite things about being able to run a consignment store that's exclusively for fashion bloggers. We just love that the pieces that we're selling, you know, these fashion bloggers, their job is to, you know, go out and comb through every website and store, pick out the best pieces, and we get to sell those pieces. So as, you know, busy women, moms, you know, kids, you know, or college students, whatever, you don't have to spend time going through every single website trying to find all these fashionable pieces. You can come to our store and we really have something for everybody. If you like, you know, Mumu and Macaroon style, you can get on there and shop everything she's worn, you know, over the past few right. months. And so I just think that there's so much ease to it in shopping that way.
Oh, definitely. You know, I know you all have worked with Natasha Stone King, who's a local Nashville girl here. And, you know, for years I've found cute stuff via her blog mm-hmm. and her Instagram post. And I know she's working with you guys again coming up soon too.
Yes, we love Natasha. She is the sweetest. She's such a joy to work with. We've hosted 2 sales for her in the past. And like you said, sneak peek, we have another one of her sales coming up soon. So looking forward to that.
So if other bloggers are out there listening, tell us a little bit, how does the consignment process work? If they have, you know, some things that they're looking to and maybe wanted to contact you all, tell them a little bit about that.
Okay, so yes, we know that all bloggers are super busy and they have a lot going on. A lot of them are working mamas, so we wanted to make it as easy and stress-free for them as possible. So if they want to sell with us, they just let us know when they're ready. They get all their items together. We arrange all the shipping for them. And then once we receive everything, we steam it all and we photograph it and we price and list everything up on our shop. And then in the process, we just look through everything and make sure there's no damaged goods or anything that we would just not decide to sell. But we just really want to make it so easy for them so they don't have to go into a consignment shop and have it on a hanger and steamed, and they can just throw it in a box and send it our way.
Super easy. I love, you know, that you all provide the shipping, you know, and take all the, you know, the stock, the pictures and things like that. That does make it super easy.
Yes. I think there's so many bloggers that even that we've reached out to, they're like, yes, we totally love this idea, you know, and they've mentioned, like, we've tried selling on our own, you know, I've tried doing this and it just hasn't, you know, it hasn't worked out. And it's because it's a lot of work. I mean,
for sure,
you know, and they obviously they're fashion bloggers, so they have a job in and of itself, but then to be pricing and steaming and taking photographs and running to the post office to ship things, it's just, you know, it can be overwhelming, and we know it because we sort of do it full time now. But I think it's great that we can provide a service that helps them as well.
For sure. I posted some things back in the fall. You know, I was doing a closet clean out, and this is before I had found you ladies, but you know, I posted everything. It is a lot of work, you know, going kind of back and forth, answering the questions. And then after I went to mail everything, I may have made like $5. So it wasn't very beneficial. I just did not plan accordingly, especially with the shipping costs. And then you think of all the time that you've spent, you're like, well, I may as well have just donated and given this to a friend.
We hear that a lot. We hear that so much. So we're so happy to have a solution.
Well, you've mentioned Moo Moo's and Macaroon, and then obviously Nashville Tash. Who are some other bloggers that you've had in your shop, or maybe some other sneak peeks at people who are coming soon?
So we're currently hosting a sale this week for Bailey from Bailey Schwartz, and she's another Charlotte blogger. Locally, we worked with Megan from Holy City Chic, and then we worked with Lauren from Lauren Lefevre, based out of Atlanta, and then down in Florida, Jessica from Lipstick, Heels, and a Baby. And so all of them just have such amazing stuff. They're just so much fun to work with, and we've just enjoyed working with every single one of them. We have so many more bloggers that are just up on our website, too many to list.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, how do you all, I know, you know, because you're working from home and trying to juggle this job as well as your families, how do you all store the clothes, or do you have a place you go? How does that work for you all?
So pretty much we need a warehouse.
Yes. You said that so much.
Yes. But honestly, we store some here at my house, and then Allie keeps some at her house. And so, yeah, we just kind of juggle it back and forth. And Allie does the steaming and the pictures. And then when everything's done, we both price things, and then I ship everything. And so honestly, we just transport things in bins, and we just keep it super organized. And I have my work closet, and Allie has the same. So yes, but a warehouse would be awesome.
Well, you know, I work out of the house, and so does my husband. So we completely understand when life and work come together in the same place.
Yes. You just have to make it work.
It's a little messy at our house. I don't know about yours, but
it's funny because we actually moved. My husband and I moved around this time last year, and we had this extra bedroom with this ridiculously big closet. And we were always, you sort of joking, like, this is so funny. Our guests will never use this space. This closet's silly to have in here. And obviously that was before this business was even born. And now it's, you know, the whole room is jam packed. Yes. Full of stuff. The closet's totally, I mean, there's nothing in the closet except for bloggers' clothes. And so, thank goodness we have that extra space.
I've done that. A photo.
Yes. It was meant to be.
I always think we've moved a lot. We move like every few years to a different house, it seems like. But you know, when you first move in, you're like, oh, I'll never use up all these cabinets.
Yes.
And then like 2 weeks later, it's like every drawer and cabinet are like jam packed. You can't even open it up.
Yeah. Where did all this stuff come from?
I know. So I'm excited. I'm going to have some of my things over at the Safe Collection with you ladies. So thank you for having me over there. When can listeners expect to see some of these items of mine?
Yes, Dawn, we're so excited to have your stuff. You have just awesome pieces that I know are going to sell great. Your sale is going to go live on February the 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We used to host sales in the morning time, and we've just found that, you know, whether we have a lot of mom shoppers or, you know, even just women who are out in the working field, by the time you get home, you get dinner done and whatnot, or you've put the kids to bed, that 8 p.m. just works great. People are settled down. You can sit on your couch, grab a glass of wine, and start shopping. And so anyone who's listening, mark your calendar, February the 26th, 8 p.m. for Dawn's sale. She has just amazing pieces. We're super excited.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I'm excited too. And I think that's so fun, you know, because you know exactly what time to expect it. You can go on and, you know, it kind of adds like a little bit of a Black Friday-esque kind of thing. Like you're like, I got to get on there because I might lose something if somebody else sees it, because there's all, you know, one of each thing.
Yes.
Well, I am excited and definitely will be posting about that too. So, well, I have a lot of people from Nashville on the show, but of course, like I say, I wanted to include some of my other favorite cities, Charleston being one of those, another place that I live. I feel like my heart kind of lives in a couple different places. Obviously, you know, I'm a South Carolina native, so Charleston and Greenville are very near and dear, and I always am recommending for people to go travel there, which I know you guys are probably, no, we don't need any more tourists, just like us here in Nashville. So many visitors always come in. But could you guys share a few of your top places that you recommend for people who may be visiting Charleston soon?
Yes, we would love to. So if you're coming with kids, then we just definitely recommend the Children's Museum downtown. We're big fans. We bring the kids a good bit. They're actually under renovations right now, but I'm sure so after the remodeling is done, it'll be even more amazing. I think that'll be done here, I think like 6 weeks or so, but we're looking forward to that. Yes. And then we love all the plantations. Magnolia Plantation is probably one of our family's favorites. They have a petting zoo, so you can go and feed the animals, which the kids just love. And then lastly, I would say a Charleston Harbor cruise is a must. It's so pretty day or night, but especially at night. And they have at night, they have music and catered food, and it's just a blast. So
I've never done that. Yeah. I have to add that to my list when I come next.
Yes. It's definitely like one of those things that I think it's not always so touristy. I think like a lot of local people do it, which I think is a cool tip. And then I was going to add to that Cypress Gardens. It's been closed for anybody who's come to Charleston the past couple years. I think like 3 years ago, because of the flooding, it closed, and it's been closed since then. So they're going to reopen in April, and everybody here in Charleston is so excited that they're reopening. It's where The Notebook was filmed. I think part of The Patriot was filmed there. It's just the most picturesque place that you've ever been. So you definitely have to put that on your list. And then I'm sure most people know this, but Charleston is a super foodie city. The restaurants we have here are just, they're amazing. We have, I mean, some of the best chefs have come to Charleston to open up restaurants. And my two favorite to recommend are always Fig, which is just a classic staple. Dawn, I don't know if you've happened to go there on one of your trips.
I think I have. It's been a while. You know, I think just like Nashville, Charleston too, it has those classic places, but you all are getting so many new places too. So every time I visit, I want to try something new, but I want to try one that I love too. Yeah.
It is so true. Well, when you come next time, another recommendation I have is a restaurant called Chez New. It's fine French dining. It's amazing. It's just super. They handwrite the menu every day. And so you just have like a few different choices to choose from. But because you don't have, you know, everything under the sun, the dishes that they make are just amazing because they can focus on just the few things, the few select things that they're offering. Yeah, I think that's about it.
That sounds very yummy. I need to book a trip right now. I brought some girlfriends down. We stayed at Seabrook last spring, nice. And we came into Charleston and I showed them around. But you know, we didn't have enough time to eat. There was just too many places that I wanted to show up. You know, so we only got to go to a few places. So a couple of them mentioned the other day. They're like, we need to go back and, you know, explore some more. But such a great city that you all live in, and very fun job that you all have created. And I think that's super exciting. And you get to work with different influencers, and, you know, you found something that worked for both of your families. And I'm sure it's fun to work with a friend too.
Yes,
for sure.
We definitely enjoy it. I'm still so grateful that Tracy was, you know, ready to come on board, because it's definitely, it could never be a one person show. It takes both of us to make this business work. And we just gel really well together. We have our flow down and how we do everything. And, it's been really great. I mean, we've seen a lot of success, and we're booked through sales through like early April. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
Yes. So it's been amazing. We feel very, very blessed.
Well, congratulations. And how long did you say you all have been doing it?
A year, just about a year.
Just a year. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, business is booming. That's
yes.
amazing. And congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
Well, thank you all so much for coming on. It was great chatting with you and hearing more about the Save Collection. And can you tell us all where, if we're, you know, someone wants to shop, where can they find you all?
Yes, we have our Instagram is the easiest place because if you go to Instagram, we're at the Saved Collection. You can access through our link tree. You know, we have a link in the bio. You can access our shop. You can pick a specific blogger to shop. Of course, our online store is a great place to go, but the easiest way to get there is through our Instagram page. And we've been trying to build up our Facebook page as well. So everything that we post on Instagram, of course, is on Facebook. And so we're at Facebook, it's the same, the Saved Collection.
Well, thanks so much, ladies. And we will be seeing you online
soon. Okay, that sounds
great. Thanks for having us, Dawn.
Thank you. And hey, maybe next time I'm in Charleston, we can grab coffee or
something. That would be amazing. We would absolutely love that.
And y'all are welcome to visit.
Yes.
You know, when we're in Nashville.
Thank you. Y'all have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye.